Our first review of the day is going to be for Bob Marley, One Love. Bob Marley, One Love is about the life and times of the legendary musician Bob Marley. Very famous. Before he was a poster on college kids' rooms with him smoking weed, he was also a big famous musician there. You know, made a lot of famous songs, you know, a famous Jamaican musician at that, especially at a very pivotal time in Jamaican history, as the movie opens up and shows you. Jamaica's going through a really rough time after their independence from Britain, facing a lot of violence. There's a lot of division in the country at the point. But Bob Marley really is trying to unify the country and trying to kind of bring it together there. And here, Bob Marley is playing by Kingsley Benadire, who you might have seen him in things. He was Malcolm X in One Night in Miami, another big historical Black figure there. He was also in Secret Invasion, but we're going to forget about that.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that. He's also, you know, he's just Ken.
Yeah, he was also Ken in the Barbie movie. He's been a lot of places. You have also Lashana Lynch in this, who plays Rita Marley, his wife, who Lashana Lynch, we've seen her in things like Woman King. We've seen her in things like No Time to Die. She was also in The Marvels and Captain Marvel as well. So you've seen Lashana Lynch around very much a lot of places. So this really, with a lot of biopics, they try to focus on, okay, what should we do? Should we focus on, try to cram in all the person's life into about 2 hours or something? Or should we just focus on one specific kind of element of this person's life and, you know, what kind of happened there? And this kind of takes place mainly in one specific period of Bob Marley's life, where he was trying to do a concert, the big peace concert that he was trying to put together there that allowed, like I said, Jamaica to be unified and forget all about the violence and war-torn kind of situations that you were kind of going through. So that's really primarily what it's really focusing on here. I'm going to pass it around to some of you guys. Chris, like I said, you know, you're Jamaican. You know, what do you kind of think about Bob Marley?
So, what you said earlier made me laugh because, you know, there's a lot of white folk who, when they hear Bob Marley, they think marijuana, like, immediately. And it's, like, the saddest, most shameful thing in the world because growing up to two Jamaican immigrants or parents, I only heard that, you know, Bob Marley is a hero. He's a hero. He saved Jamaica. Like, that's what I grew up hearing about this man. And growing up, his music was always playing blasted in the house. And, you know, I was excited for this movie. I like Kingsley Benadire. He's British, but with Trinidadian roots. He doesn't look like Malcolm X, but, you know, I think he captured something different and real. He doesn't look like Bob Marley or sound like him. And he admitted that in all of his interviews, and he admitted that to the family when he first got signed on for the part. And it's the same thing with Taron Egerton as Elton John. He doesn't look like him, doesn't sound like him, but he made it his own, and he, while still capturing the essence of who that person was. And for me, this movie is like an hour and 47 minutes, and we got glimpses of childhood, adolescence, young adult, and then, you know, present time, like late 70s, and while still getting that the centered story of this peace concert to unify Jamaica, because we have rival gang violence, rival political unrest, and, you know, that was the story. And it did all of that in an hour and 47 minutes, where, you know, Elvis, how long was Elvis? 3 hours long?
That was pushing 3 hours.
Ridiculous. Unnecessary. I don't know if I'm biased, but I really love this movie. And out of everything I've seen this year, it's only February. This is so far my favorite film of the year. I love that, you know, it's a musical biopic, and it didn't do what Bohemian Rhapsody did, where it became that was very formulaic, you know, humble beginnings, big break, success montage, and then that song you love. Remember, this is how they wrote it, and then it becomes, and then it becomes a music.
Yeah, it's like, hey, play that riff again.
Yeah, and then do that again. Boom, boom. I like that. Boom, boom. Like, you know, in this movie, they just played Bob Marley's songs like casually throughout the film as part of the soundtrack. And there's no need to do like the like pander to your audience. They know what they're, they know what they came to see. So I personally really, really enjoyed the film. I liked it. I loved it.
Nick, what about you?
I'm about to break your damn heart, Chris. Because
it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah, I absolutely adore the music of Bob Marley. I think he is one of our greatest artists, and I like that this movie focused heavily on the writing and the production and the release of Exodus, which I think is considered one of his best albums. But with the with the movie One Love, I kind of have a similar problem to this movie as I did with Bohemian Rhapsody, to where with Kingsley Benadire's performance, I think he is very good as the character, but it just feels like he's playing a character. I never felt like I was seeing Bob Marley on screen. I felt like I was seeing an actor do an impression. While it is a very good impression, it is kind of weighed down by this movie's real lack of focus. Is does this want to focus on Bob Marley's political stance? Is it want to focus on him learning how important it is to kind of be this this messenger of peace and love in Jamaica? Is it wanting to focus on this kind of trauma that he has experienced after being shot, after seeing his wife in the hospital? And the movie is so short and so like fastly paced that it doesn't focus on any of that. And I feel like if you had a much, much smaller scale movie, a much tighter script, you could have had something really special.
That's fair.
I'm glad that Nick was going first, so I wouldn't be the one to break hearts. I find reggae music very fascinating. I really like their tempo. I like how music evolves. It's one of all the passions I like. I like seeing how things evolve, change, and influence. And reggae is a very interesting music. And I'm really thankful for seeing it evolve over time and seeing the culture influence. And it's also one of the few musics that really have a very specific cultural background to it that has been mostly kept intact for the most part. A lot of times, like when rock is kind of created or other genres kind of blend together, they start becoming different. But that's something you can kind of hold testament. And Bob Marley is a very specific icon in a music genre. Everyone who sees him, they know who he is. You know who he is, you know where to go. And I'm glad that in the portrayal in this movie, Bob Marley is shown as being very human, being very understandable, relatable. A lot of moments when things kind of get tough in this movie, he try to lowers the vibe, try to get everyone like, hey, is this going to be okay? Relax, things are going to work itself out. Well, on the inside, of course, like any human being, he's terrified and he's worried. And I think, Kingsley's performance is admirable. I think that's the best way I can describe it. It's admirable. And I'm glad that he admits that he doesn't sound like Bob Marley. He doesn't trying to, but like, like said before, the character does come out for the most part as a trying to emulate the energy, trying to emulate the vibe around the character. That can be just as difficult as well. And I think he does try. And there's moments there where you get the vibe this movie's kind of go for. But I think, unfortunately, it's just too big for its own good, too ambitious for its own good. I think I actually would have preferred a more pulled back, a simple movie about his family, the making of that album, and just like a moment in time when it's the most hectic. And then that moment of trauma when he does have to go in exile, there is an assassination attempt. His wife does get hurt. And these things, these obstacles, these things that get in the way of his life, and yet he's trying to go through it strong, with strength. I think that's very important. I think that shows a lot of his character. And I would have liked to see more of that. This movie actually reminded me a lot of, it reminded me of kind of All Eyes on Me in a way. That movie didn't do too well, unfortunately, about Tupac Shakur, but that one had opposite problems, but it did remind me of moments when it works, there's a reason why we like biopics.
Mm-hmm.
When we get to see, be almost like a fly on the wall, and we get to see moments of a character. The problem with Eyes on Me is that it lied about a lot of the moments that happened in that and kind of fictionalized a lot of things. And unfortunately, while the actor sounded and looked just like Tupac Shakur, they didn't give him material to really be that character. They didn't really give time. This, they do, but it's like the movie failed them in a different way.
Yeah, for me, it touches on all of that, but it doesn't, for me, it doesn't really engage with any of those topics beyond just a surface level. It felt like, hey, this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened, and then this happened. It never felt like these events were coalescing into a concrete story for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And this movie, so it's directed by Rinaldo Marcus Green. He also did. He did King Richard.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That explains so much.
He did that, which was the Serena Williams, Serena and Venus.
No, that was the movie about Serena Williams. Is abusive father.
Correct.
Yeah. Boy, by Will Smith there. So yeah.
The one that he's holding Andrew Garfield's Oscar.
What did Andrew Garfield do that year? I forgot.
That was Tick, Tick, Boom.
Oh, he wasn't even nominated, right?
No, he was.
Oh, he was. It was his to lose. He was nominated for three different things.
Oh, well, okay. But yeah. Yeah. So
Slap
he did
girl that. Around the world.
So he did that, and with, you know, biopics, it's tough because, like I said, you have to, you know, cover this person's life and then such a period of time, person who lived for decades. And, you know, I am glad, like Chris said, that it's not something like Bohemian Rhapsody where it shows kind of humble beginnings and then it goes there to his success and then you see the fall of him, and then maybe, you know, that's always like getting addicted to drugs or alcohol or something like that.
Which after Walk Hard, I feel like we have grown past the need for biopics like that.
Yeah, so it avoids that. I do
you
think
walk
it's better
the line.
No, I mean Walk Hard.
Okay.
Yeah, the true story of Dewey Cox.
And I do think that it you know, does better than something like the Whitney Houston movie, which we saw like I think a couple years ago, the Whitney Houston movie there. I Want to Dance with Somebody. I don't think it says formulaic
reaction. We need to keep that.
I actually kind of liked the Whitney Houston movie. I thought it was more entertaining than Bohemian Rhapsody. It felt more authentic to the artist than that movie did to Freddie Mercury.
Yeah, that's that. It's still not a good movie, but yeah, that what they did with Freddie Mercury is very odd.
That's egregious.
Yeah, I don't.
It's like one of our great gay icons, and 90% of it is about the time he slept with a woman.
So I think it is better than, you know, I think something like it's more closer to something like that. A little bit better than I Want to Dance with Somebody, as opposed to Bohemian Rhapsody. But it does kind of gloss over a lot of things there. I did enjoy the music of it. I mean, obviously, Bob Marley music is very popular and it's very successful, still selling a lot today. It made me want to go back and, you know, listen to a lot of his records.
I saw the movie last night and in the car on the way to work, I was listening to that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, so I think the best parts of the movie are when they're making the music or when they're like doing the jamming sessions, you know, they're just like in the living room or in the studio when they're making the songs there. I thought that was kind of the best part. And I think Kingsley Benadire, as Bob Marley, and that's not him. I think that's just Bob. They're just Bob Marley.
Yeah, it's very clearly lip synced.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it's like, oh yeah, this sounds exactly like how you hear it when it's on the record. Yeah, so this is like very clear. So, he's not doing the singing parts there, but you know, I think for the most part, with him, you know, he's in the performance. I think he does good. I think he does an all right job there. How do you think he does at the accent there, Chris?
It's better than Cool Runnings.
That's a Disney classic.
Another Disney classic. It's definitely a Hollywood Jamaican accent. If you watch Bob Marley's interviews, you know, I'm sure white folk can't completely understand what he's saying, because it's a real Jamaican accent. But it was a good Hollywood Jamaican accent. When he got angry, when he was having arguments, that's when it was like probably the strongest, oddly enough. I was like, okay, like Kingsley, like not bad. Like that was, I like that scene when he gets jealous of his wife talking to some guy and they have that spat in the street. He's like, where you go? And and like Lashana Lynch, who is Jamaican, so happy she's in this movie. Man, just like good for her because she deserves it. The accents were like Kingsley's was okay. Mm-hmm. Not terrible.
Would you have preferred a GTA 4 style Jamaican accent from characters like Jacob?
Oh man. No.
No. Okay. I just wanted to know where our range is.
So I thought he did pretty decent there. I thought it, and like I say, he doesn't really look much like Bob Marley. You don't think he looks similar?
No, Bob Marley, like the brow line and like the way the nose came, completely
very unmistakable.
Facial structures,
No. Very unmistakable. But
very, very, very distinct features, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So I, you know, and did you like when? And I also like the moments you bring up, Rita Marlowe, Pamela Lashana. I did like their moments together.
Yeah,
as well. I thought they worked well together. I thought that was some chemistry there, and I thought they felt like a couple there. And their kind of ups and downs and their struggles. And I think they kind of tend to gloss over kind of what happened there, and that kind of the fallout a lot there. They kind of tend to gloss over that, except for some kind of pivotal moments. But yeah, I think the best parts of it, like I said, are when it's the musical parts, when it's the jamming out parts, when he's doing the concert parts, which I feel like that was more of the main focus here, as opposed to anything else.
But my counter to that is, if the only time you're really connecting with a musical biopic is when they are playing the music, then why am I sitting in your movie when I could just listen to the music on Spotify or listen to the albums I own?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point there. Des, what about you?
I'm in complete agreement with Nick. That's the most difficult part of a biopic, is what justifies making it in a way that I can't, through the music,
experience. How are you creating a different experience with this music, whether it be through something like a Ray or something like Walk the Line, where it kind of changes your emotional connection to that artist's music, or even with a movie like Rocket Man, where that is very much a fictionalized musical, and it changes so much of your experience with Elton John's music. Also, Taron Egerton actually sang in that. So
yeah,
point to Rocket Man.
Yeah.
I think that's the difficult part, because it wants to be a traditional biopic, but also wants to do certain untraditional things. And those untraditional things are interesting, and I appreciate that. But then it also, it doesn't support that the twists that they do. It's like, you still have the old framework, but you're trying to do new things with it. I'm like, okay, well, then you need to adjust your framework to fit what you want to do something differently. And it feels, in a way, it almost becomes too safe in a way, despite the things that happen.
Yeah, and that's kind of my issue with a lot of biopics, and a lot of especially music biopics, because this is a movie that's made heavily with the heavy involvement of the Marley family. And I wonder if we would have gotten a much more interesting movie if we did. How much I very vehemently dislike Elvis, and that was heavily involved with the Presley estate, versus something like Priscilla, which I was way more interested in. And they hated that movie.
But that movie also suffers for its own issues, unfortunately. But no, I see your point. Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, like you said, so Ziggy Marley, he's a producer on this movie, who's Bob Marley's son there.
Yeah, and he gives an intro, if you see the movie in theaters, praising Kingsley for being an authentic portrayal of Bob Marley, which, when it comes to film, I'm always kind of, that's a little bit of an iffy area for me. Because if they are going for just pure authenticity. Why am I not just going to watch a biopic on, excuse me, a documentary on Bob Marley?
I think that's also, that's often been the issue is documentary versus biopic, and which is the superior format to tell a person's life story. And more often than not, I've always found a documentary to be far more sufficient when telling a story. You're able to pack so much more into and really dive into a person's history, struggles. You don't get the emotional beat, which is why it misses the mark sometimes. But oftentimes, if you're talking about pure information, documentary is just the way to go. And with a movie like this, honestly, I would have been perfectly fine if it was about one day or one small event, and it really encapsulated the person, and he had the struggles trying to get the Exodus album out. Things have just happened, and really condensed it to like a week or something, and he has to struggle, and you see his humanity and characterization. You don't need to learn about his history. You already have background by people just telling you naturally, and you get a lot to know about the person himself, and that then lifts up the music because you get to understand the human being that made it. There's many ways you can do it. And this one did so in some ways, but only to a certain degree, always only to a certain degree. And I think that's ultimately what holds it back. It holds it back ultimately.
Yeah. Chris, final thoughts and rating from you.
Just based on everything I saw, I for me it was a bit of an education. I didn't know that at the time, the two heads of the political parties were both white men. I'm like, that's crazy. Like this is well, Jamaica.
Like this is also like only a couple years after they got their independence from Great Britain.
Yeah, exactly. So like,
and you know, can you imagine how late in it was when that happened?
Yeah, like so. You know, there's that, and the two gang leaders that kind of, you know, sought him out. I like to think the fact that it's like an hour and 47 kind of means there's like a minimal amount of the exaggerated Hollywood moments that like make these biopics entertaining, because like they're not meant to be informative and educate. That's right. What documentaries are for. It's still a movie. It has to be entertaining. And for me personally, I was enthralled and I was entertained. And I saw it on Valentine's Day, and it was a packed theater, and everyone, it was like almost like Barbie. People wore like a bunch of Bob Marley stuff, and they were like, you know,
that's cool. That's
ready for, cool. Yeah. So it was a good movie going experience, and all the criticisms are fair. It's definitely not a perfect movie, but it resonated for me, you know, the first generation American Jamaican immigrant parents.
So what would be your rating there?
I grew up hearing He's a Hero. The movie made him feel like a hero. I'll say tune in.
Yeah,
check it out.
That's okay. Definitely watch it. That's completely fair.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't think this really does much to rise above your traditional standard biopic there that you see. I think it is better than some. I think it puts a little bit more effort in, like we mentioned, Bohemian Rhapsody, which was, I think, pretty bad. And then, you know, Gus spoke about something like All Eyes on Me. And what was kind of disappointing about that, about the life, you know, talk about the life of Tupac, is that lived a very interesting life. You know, Tupac did. His, you know,
very interesting.
And his background and his parents and the revolutionary background. And I think Bob Marley, I brought up that in the beginning of the review of, like, you know, mostly just known as being, you know, a lot of it is being a poster in a lot of college dorm rooms.
He's this reggae guy.
You know, the reggae guy, liked weed a lot, you know what I mean, and everything. Rastafarian, you know, that kind of thing. But had a very big, Bob Marley had a very big revolutionary past in history. Their Pan-Africanist history there, you know, and it wasn't just all, you know, peace and love and everything like that. Like, very much wanted a lot of change to happen in Jamaica there, that I feel like the movie doesn't really get too much
wanted into. A lot of social reforms,
a lot of social reforms there, you know, in Jamaica, wanted things to be better there, and I don't feel like the movie really touches on that. too much just touches on a lot of the surface level, okay, peace, love type thing. Everybody come together, hold hands, you know, like, you know, they do play footage. Of course, like all these biopics do at the end of the movie where they show the real life figure in the third.
And that's my thing. So at a later Unity concert, they show the two heads of the political party at the concert. And I think it would have been so much more powerful if that was an event shown in the movie. Because the way the movie is, it just kind of ends. It just gets to a point in history and it just cuts off, like it fades to black.
So I thought, that was kind of a little disappointing there. But yeah, so I wish they kind of expand upon that more of kind of his political nature there. And also the music, I think that's good. But as somebody mentioned, like, well, you know, I might as well just go and listen to, I can just go home and stay home and listen to the Bob Marley records myself. I don't really have to go see a movie to just pay a ticket to go, you know, watch people play the music when I can just hear it at home.
Better sound system.
Yeah, maybe.
I saw it in Dolby, and speakers hit.
Okay, well, maybe there's that. I think the performances here are decent. Kinsley Benadire is okay. I think Lashana Lynch is fine in here. Aretha Marla, I think she's got some good scenes. You have the rest of like the bandmates also come in here. I think, you know, it's not really much time spent on them. I do think the one guy who I guess was like the manager or something, the guy who was the Don Taylor guy. I was like, man, if they ever do a Lenny Kravitz biopic, I was like, he'd be pretty good to be in Lenny Kravitz biopic.
Shit, Lenny Kravitz could play 20-year-old Lenny Kravitz today.
That is very true. you know, he does Forever Young, that guy. So overall, I don't think, you know, it's not going to give you that much in-depth into the life and times of Bob Marley there. Maybe if you didn't know completely anything about Bob Marley, maybe it'll inform you on some things and make you want to go read up more about him. But I think it's just an okay movie. I would kind of give it maybe a stream it around that kind of territory. Dust, what about you? Final thoughts, rating?
Yeah, I'm around the stream it. Mm-hmm. It's not a bad biopic by any means. Mm-hmm. It's not egregious by any means either. I think it just does things a lot on the surface level. But when the surface level is peace, love, understanding, one love, and with occasional depths into, but I want to do other things outside of that, and things aren't great, so we're going to try and float on this island and figure things out. It touches on bigger themes that it ultimately doesn't have time or just the ability to do so, and that's the real shame. Mm-hmm. There was definitely effort put into this. Well, we've gotten a more, not to say darker, but a more enriching story, perhaps, if the Marley family wasn't so into in working with them, perhaps. But we won't know until someone does it. But until then, I don't think this is this is a bad movie at all. It's perfectly good. Stream it, kick back, relax, maybe, and watch this. It's not too bad.
Nick, what about you?
Yeah, so I gotta echo a lot of the points that that both you and Dusk made. That I think this is just on its own. It's in. Okay biopic. It's you know, it's in there, it's entertaining, it touches on a lot of interesting aspects on the life of Bob Marley, particularly with the failed assassination attempt, with the writing of the album Exodus. But for me, I never felt emotionally engaged with this movie unless they were playing the music of Bob Marley. Like in my Fresh Out of Theater review, I have like a little clip of him around a campfire singing Redemption Song, and that was like the biggest emotional hit for me in this movie. And that's a problem, because if I only feel invested in your music biopic about an artist I absolutely adore, if the only time I feel connected is when you are playing their music, that is an issue, because there is nothing else that I feel is as interesting or as engaging in this movie. And that's kind of how I feel about this, but it's light and breezy. It doesn't, I feel like the movie is a good reflection of who Bob Marley was as an artist, which is the most you can ask of any biopic. So for me, I just give this, it's an okay stream.
And it does sanitize a lot of stuff there. I mean, you know, for like I said, with stuff with the marriage, I mean, Bob Marley had a lot of kids. And he didn't have a lot of kids with the same one.
Bob Marley fucked a lot.
Yeah, so you know they kind of gloss over that a little bit, the different affairs that he had, all the different, you know.
But the thing is, it's mentioned in just a line, in one line of dialogue, and I'm curious to see how much the studio had a hand in this movie, because it feels like there are moments that were just either completely shortened or moments that were just completely cut out of this, and I wonder why.
Yeah. So it does kind of sanitize some things there. But yeah, so Chris gave it a tune in. I gave it a stream it. The rest of us gave it a stream. It's there. Or Bob Marley, One Love there. Yeah, like I said, go by listen to music. You know, mm-hmm. Great music. Great stuff there.